It's Relationship Intervention.
If you have something bugging you, keeping you up at night, like maybe there's an in-law issue, or someone is doing something dirty in the hallway, we'll bring it to Relationship Intervention, where our mixed family is waiting to offer up advice, just like Steve, who is bringing his story to Relationship Intervention. He messaged us, and he's looking for your advice about a neighbor in his apartment. Steve, what's going on with this neighbor?
Okay, well, you guys have heard of porch pirates, right?
Yeah.
Taking packages off your porch. How about a lobby lifter?
A lobby lifter. So people are taking stuff out of the lobby?
Yeah. Because I live in an apartment building. The packages are dropped off right by the mailbox.
Sure.
And one of my neighbors, I'm going to call him Friendly Fred, because he's super friendly. He's a nice dude, a little bit older.
Okay.
I think he's been stealing packages from my other neighbor, who, let's just call her Clueless Kate.
Uh-oh. So Kate doesn't know about these packages being stolen?
How do you know that Friendly Fred, who isn't so friendly apparently, is taking these packages?
My apartment is the first one right next to the hallway in the locked part of the apartment where the mail's dropped off. And the other day, Kate, she says, hey, did you see any packages for me delivered earlier today? I didn't see anything for her, but I did see Fred right after the mail was delivered, and he had a package in his hands.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So a slight red flag there.
Well, then to make it worse, just yesterday, I'm going through my mail, and Fred pops in to grab his mail. And this is in the back of my mind the whole time I'm thinking about it. So I start just chatting him up a little bit, talking to him. And, the conversation's going, all of a sudden, he starts wrapping up the conversation, picks up a package off the floor. And he didn't look at it. He didn't check if his name was on it. He just picked it up like he knew it was his and says, see you later, alligator. He always says, see you later, alligator. Just, you know, he's just, like I said, he's friendly, nice guy.
If you think someone's taking the packages, I guess is the question, do you say to Kate that you think Fred is taking them, but now you're accusing Fred and maybe it wasn't him? Maybe you go up to Fred and say, hey, Kate's been looking for some packages. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I don't know if I should tell Kate that I saw Fred snagging some boxes. I mean, that they might be addressed to her, but I don't know for sure. I wish I didn't know anything about any of this. This is really frustrating.
Yeah, I get that, right? Because ignorance is bliss in a lot of cases. Do you have anybody close to you that you've talked to about this? Do they have any kind of advice?
Well, I brought it up to my girlfriend, and she thinks I should leave Kate a note, letting Kate know what I saw. But I know that Kate's going to go crazy because this is driving her nuts. And if I give someone's name, like, I saw Fred with some packages, she's going to try to get him kicked out. And what if those were his packages? You know, I don't have any solid proof.
So you don't want to start any apartment tenant madness here. You're going to have everybody fighting against each other.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to live next to these people.
But you know what? There's somebody in the apartment whose packages are being taken. And is this like one of those apartment complexes where the public can't just walk through there, right?
Right, exactly. You need a key to get in, and then there's the hallway, and then another, you know, you swipe your key to get into the main part. I don't know. It's very coincidental. You know, she's missing a couple packages in a couple days. I see him with a couple packages in the same couple of days. I don't know. And I don't want Fred to get weird with me. I mean, you know, we have a good relationship. You know, he's super friendly, like I said.
It's a really valid situation. Like, I get why you're confused. Do you have, like, an apartment manager that you could go to with this?
I suppose I could. I mean, but again, I don't want to start pointing fingers unless I have solid proof.
Be anonymous.
No, I know. I could be anonymous.
Be Curious George, since everybody's Friendly Fred and Clueless Kate. Okay, this is a situation, though. I get you live there. You have to see these people. So,
all right. So, Steve, if we ask people to get advice for you, we promise to call back tomorrow morning after maybe applying this advice or talking to Fred or Kate about this situation later on today?
Absolutely. I would love that. I'm going to listen, and, you know, hopefully somebody has a good idea of what I can do without making things weird. I mean, we all get along so well in this apartment, and I don't want to make it one of those places where you don't even want to pop your head out anymore.
And I'm sure we've had a lot of listeners who lived in apartments, started in apartments before they got their house, so maybe they've been through something like this. So call right now, 414-432-1099. What do you think Steve should do about Friendly Fred, quote unquote? All right, Mel, what kind of advice do you have for Steve?
Well, usually those types of apartments, at least the ones that I lived in, they had cameras. especially by those types of areas. Even though it wasn't available to the public, there are still cameras. So, like, why not, if there's cameras, why not go to management, talk to them, ask them if there are cameras, and then, I mean, no one's going to know. Management will discreetly look at the videotape and booyah, you know.
Yeah. Catch him in the end.
I kind of feel like maybe he would know if there were cameras at this point, but it's something to look into. Or maybe this is what management needs to do, is to put cameras in.
But the camera isn't going to zoom in on the package label to see who it's really for. So this could be, what's his name? Fred. Could be Fred's packages. We just don't know because the camera doesn't zoom in and say, oh, nope, somebody else's name is on there. We'll see what happens with Steve listening today. He's going to join the show again Monday morning at 8:20 for the follow-up, okay?
Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
It's great to hear from you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Hi, it's The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Cindy, what kind of advice do you have for Steve with this package thief, lobby lifter?
I have one nice one, and I have one not so nice one.
Oh, well, bring it.
Oh my! I want to hear the not so nice one. What are you thinking?
Create a package with Kate's name on it, with Kate's permission. That's down there. That might have something not so nice in it, like from the local pet.
From the dog poop area, is what you're saying?
Exactly.
He probably won't be taking it anymore.
Look, if you're gonna roll with pigs, you're gonna get dirty.
There you go. That's a good one. Okay, well, we'll listen to your...
What's the nice one,
Cindy?
Yeah,
what's a nice one?
Cindy, you sound so sweet.
Although the first one was great.
The nice one would just be mentioning to Fred, hey, you know, Kate's been missing some stuff. Have you seen it? Since you keep getting packages, have you seen any of hers?
Mm.
Yeah.
Approach
it that way.
I kind of like your first one.
Oh, yeah, there's different ways to handle this, and we'll find out Monday morning at 8:20 what it is that Steve's decided to do. Cindy, thanks for taking time out of your busy morning to call us here on The Mix.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you so much for calling. And we'll take one more call from Packer fan Tiffany.
Woo!
Hey.
All right, Tiffany, what do you think? What is Steve to do about this? What do you call it? A lobby lifter?
I think, because he says he talks to him by the mailboxes every day. So somehow, casual conversation, be like, hey, I was talking to Clueless Kate the other day. And she was saying, you know, she's missing some packages. And just be like, have you seen anybody taking packages? Or have you seen anything going on?
Kind of roundaboutly call him out on this type of situation almost, but not directly.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, kind of sneak in there and see. And then if he acts weird about it, then he might kind of be like, maybe he really is the one taking the packages.
These are great ideas.
Awesome ideas.
I'm curious, though, if he's going to put the dog poop in the box.
Like Cindy had just mentioned. Right. Yeah, like Cindy had mentioned. We'll see what happens. He's agreed to get back on the show Monday morning at 8:20, so be listening for that follow-up. Tiffany, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Packer fan Tiffany. We'll talk about the draft later.
No, we don't talk about... Oh, maybe we can talk about the draft right now.
Yeah, go Pack.